We are going one-on-one, having an exclusive interview with R.C. Slocum at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you're with us this weekend. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And we got to talk about one of the hottest names in college football. And in my mind, he is the leader for the Heisman. That is Johnny Manziel. I think he's even better than he was last year.
Oh, he's improved. I see a steadiness in sitting in the pocket and doing just a lot of things, a poise level that maybe he didn't have last year. I think he has improved, but I talked to John Robinson yesterday, and he said he is the most fantastic, exciting player that I've ever seen in my coaching career. Bobby Bowden a year ago told me the same thing. And I watched the game last Saturday night in Oxford with Archie Manning, and he said, man, this kid is just amazing. You know, he's so much fun to watch. And the thing that really impresses me that I admire so much is his demeanor on the field. He goes out there, and he loves playing the game. I've never seen him have a worried, concerned look on his face in the game. Well, anytime the television camera flashes on him, or I have binoculars on him at home and see him, he's just out there laughing, having fun, having a big time, and enjoying playing college football, which I think is the way it should be.
In your mind, do you believe that he deserves a second Heisman?
Well, the way I've always thought about that is just, you know, as people watch through the season, as we go through this, if he continues to do what he's done so far this season, in terms of the quality of play and the impact that a player makes on his team's performance, you know, he certainly needs to be one of the guys. Now, if there's somebody playing at a better level than he is and has a greater impact on his team's success, then I look forward to seeing that person play. But he is an amazing player, and he plays with such confidence, and he does it all. He runs. He's got a great awareness. He makes precision throws. He shows toughness. He just does at a level that I've never seen. I coached against Elway and a whole bunch of the great players,
yeah.
Joe Ferguson's over the years, and a bunch of the guys that had NFL careers. I was with Lynn Dickey at Kansas State that had a great pro career. But this kid, in terms of being able just to do so much and the confidence, like in the stadium, I bet last Saturday night, everybody there on that last drive was feeling some pressure except for one guy. Imagine Kevin was feeling a little pressure, but that, I promise you, Donnie was looking forward to the opportunity to take his team down the field and win that football game.
R.C., can you kind of shed some light and give us some insight on what is his background? I mean, you're talking about that he doesn't allow pressure to overwhelm him. He embraces the moment. He shines when the lights are the brightest. How has he been able to do that? He just has that X factor? I mean, was it his dad that influenced him the most? I mean, how can this be?
Well, you know, I can't speak totally for his upbringing or how he gets, you know, how he got to where he is now. First of all, he had an outstanding high school career, but in all honesty, he wasn't a highly sought after kid. I've talked to coaches, and I won't name their names, but one very successful coach had him in camp two summers and didn't offer him a scholarship.
Wow.
And just didn't, and he said, we just didn't recognize the talent, you know. And so I was with Coach Tom Rossley this past week at an event over in Austin at Horseshoe Bay. And Tom's a guy who has had a long college career and NFL coaching career and was the quarterback's coach. And Tom saw him and thought it was a no-brainer. He was on Mike Sherman's staff at A&M at the time. And Tom just thought he was something. And he persuaded the A&M people to recruit him. And the rest is history. But he's got a unique makeup. He has what the great players, you've seen it, and you're a basketball player, and I've seen it many times. A guy comes down the end of the court, that laugh, the clock's ticking, and you got time for one shot. And one guy's wanting to pass the ball, uh-huh. And there's one guy just saying, give me the ball.
Give me the rock.
Give me the ball. Give it to me. I want to shoot this thing, and we're going to make it, you know. And he's got whatever that is that those people have. Johnny's got it.
Well, Johnny Manziel, he certainly is a kid that is so breathtaking. It's been exciting to watch, no doubt about it. And there's been so much attention surrounding around him and Coach Sumlin. Who else has stood out in your mind that has really impressed you this year and perhaps exceeded your expectations?
Well, if you look at Evans, the receiver is a great player. He'll be a great pro player. He's a big. He reminds me of what we do a lot of time in the old alley-oop deal in basketball, where you just pitch the ball up above the bucket, let somebody go up high and get it and dunk it.
Throw it down.
Sometimes Johnny just throws it. In a game a couple weeks ago in the end zone, he just threw one down there, and this looks like he was. Everybody, I'm sure, including myself, thought he was throwing the ball away. But Mike Evans just goes up and pulls it down, touchdown. And he can run. He's big. He uses his body well. He's a great player. We've got an offensive tackle, Matthews, who is the son of Bruce Matthews, who, when I was at Southern Cal, Bruce was a starting guard for us. But Bruce played 19 years in the NFL. His brother played 19 years in the NFL. Their dad played in the NFL. The linebacker at Green Bay right now is a first cousin to our guy. And this kid will be a high first-round pick as an offensive lineman this coming year.
Just a couple more minutes with R.C. Slocum at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So how do you see things playing out on Saturday, Auburn? They got a new coach. They got lots of new players. What do you anticipate? They've got a pretty good record,
well,
too.
they have a good record. And in this league, every single week, you know, Auburn has good players. Auburn's one of those teams that when they trot out on the field, you're going to say, wow, man, that's a good-looking football team. And they'll be well-coached. They have an explosive offense, similar style to what we do on offense. So they'll be a up-tempo spread kind of a team. And they'll have physical guys on defense. This year, which unlike last year, we're being hit a little bit with the injury bug, and we've got some guys out, particularly on our defense. We've been a little more fortunate offensively, but defensively, we've had some guys hurt. We've got some guys hurt. We've got some young guys. We lost some seniors last year that we're missing, but we're playing some young guys, so we're kind of hanging on a little bit defensively right now. And so this game looks to me like it'll be a barn burner shootout kind of a ball game.
It will at Kyle Field right there in College Station, an exciting game to watch. RC, we sincerely appreciate you stopping by. It is always very meaningful, and we didn't even get to talk about and congratulate you on the new nutrition center that they have named after you. So we'll get into that in our next conversation. Blessings to you, RC.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
That, of course, was the legendary former head coach at Texas A&M, RC Slocum, getting you set and ready for the big matchup with Auburn as they are headed into College Station to face Texas A&M. And I tell you what, Manziel and the Aggies, they continue to light up the scoreboard in many, many ways. I mean, Manziel, you start looking at the stats and the numbers. He has recorded four games with at least 300 passing yards and 100 rushing yards. And just like RC and I were talking about, this perhaps could be his best season yet. He is unlike anything that we have seen. And the SEC is certainly unlike anything that we've seen. I mean, an unprecedented 8 schools right now in the top 25. Texas A&M ranked 7th. And, of course, the Auburn Tigers got back into that top 25 spotlight at number 24. Well, stick around. We have got much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We do want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And why not? Join me on Twitter at eradiosports. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stick around for the fastest 2 hours in radio because we've got much, much more straight ahead.